There was a slight gap there between Lady Gaga and Snow Patrol. I was just trying to arrange our guests, that's all. Sorry about that, everyone. It's 8:44 on The Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills. Tulip off the news, it's your job to pick today's guest. It's not easy because we've had some good ones this week. Zoe Salmon, DJ Talent, Tim Minchin and the Dolly Rockers. Who have you got?
It was very difficult to beat, but I think it will be me going on holiday with your dad to France.
Yeah.
You know how you were talking about come dine with me and you almost were a bit sick down yourself?
What, the one that was on last week?
Yeah. Involving a hairy Bristolian man and sushi.
Yes, I've got the bits here, actually.
The plan for the sushi tonight is to have a young gentleman arrive and serve up some sushi off of his body.
So they had a hairy Bristolian teenager on last week's Come Dine With Me.
They
ate sushi off him.
He's dishing up his starter, sushi, served on a bed of hairy, naked Bristolian teenager.
Here's what one of the guests had to say.
I hate sushi. I hate a man led on the table with sushi on his chest even more. How distasteful is that?
I think I know what's coming next.
I feel
so. The winning entry, the big finale to the Friday, is a big hairy Bristolian.
Woo!
Wow.
Right.
What's on?
Hello.
All right.
Hello. So this is your guest.
This is my guest. As you can see, he's a large Bristolian man, and
quite hairy.
Coming up, I believe, is some lovely sushi.
You don't like sushi, do you, Chappers?
No. Or hairy Bristolian men, can I just point out as
okay,
well?
Okay, Bristolian.
But together, they're actually quite nice.
Would you get on the floor?
Yeah.
And we'll eat some sushi off you.
I'm telling you now, if I have an allergic reaction, I'm suing.
Okay, good. Wow, Tulip, you've really
pulled out
the bag there. So I think Becky should go first. What do we do? So he just lies down.
So he just lies down and exposes his hairy body.
Oh yes.
Oh!
Good morning.
Have I really got to do this?
Yeah. And then just
I say late in the game that I've got a fish allergy?
No, like they do on Come Dine With Me.
Can I use my fingers or do I have to just eat it straight off?
No, just the mouth.
Yeah, straight off.
Straight off.
I'm so sorry about this.
Not that piece there.
I want to eat.
Let me know how it's going, Bristolian.
Oh, delicious.
You're using your fingers. Get your fingers off.
I can't get all that in my mouth in one go. It's massive.
Well, just have a bite.
A bit of salmon.
I can feel some stubble.
That's so rude.
Right,
just get on with it. I think this is a great idea.
Oh, God!
I think this is a great idea. This is it.
Oh, Becky.
How's that?
It tastes nice. Yeah. But
have
I
you
can't
got any
say,
hairs on it?
No, I can't say it tastes any different to normal sushi, but it was an experience.
You're eating it off of Bristolian. It's got to taste different. How are you feeling, Bristolian?
I'm quite enjoying it, I got to say.
Right, I think this is a great idea for...
Any body hair in your mouth?
This is a great idea for a dinner party, don't you think? If you've got some mates coming around this weekend, it's a real talking point. And easier than a barbecue.
I've hired the Bristolian for the weekend. He's coming to my house to line my dining table.
Wow. Or if you're in one of those relationships, and maybe you've been in it a while, after a while, I don't know whether you've been in one of these, you run out of things to say, don't you?
Yeah.
You find that?
Mm.
Ever been in one of those?
Several.
Yeah. This could be the ideal thing to liven up a bit. You know, you see people in restaurants all
what,
the time.
This Harry Bristolian will save your relationship.
It might.
Have some more, Becky. Go on, go for your life.
Oh, I can't have another bit. What? You should have a go.
I'll try it in a minute. I'm talking.
Why don't you try it now?
Try it now. Come on.
I'm talking.
Do you want some wasabi peas?
Oh, actually, hang on a minute. We've got some sausage. We can put that on and then Chappers can have a go.
I'm yeah, because you don't like sushi.
You can eat sausage.
Go on.
Don't be shy.
The one that... Go on, Mark.
Go on, have a little bit. A little bit of sausage off the Bristolian man. Go on.
Go on, Mark.
How long has this sausage been around?
No, it's fresh. It's new.
Oh, it's one of the best things I've ever seen. Chappers is on all fours.
Eating a sausage off a man.
Now, you stay still.
I'm not moving.
I don't want this moving.
Don't move.
Oh, he's much more delicate than Rebecca.
Oh, you've got a whole mouthful there. Look at that. Take some of that out because it's too much.
Not a great sausage, no, I have to say. It's a bit chewy.
You see those people in restaurants and they're not talking to each other. They're a couple, but they don't talk. This could liven up a bit. One of you could be the table.
I have to be sick.
Can I have a little bit?
Yeah, you have a go.
Okay, you come around here and I'll...
There's only two or three bits left.
Do I have to... Oh, no, not off there. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never been nibbled by a celebrity before.
Are you going to put the wasabi in his belly button and lick that out?
It's quite a new experience.
Now, I'm not being funny, but you did that like a pro. Are you sure you haven't done that before?
It was like I'd eaten stuff off people before, but I haven't. Anyway, thanks, Bristolian Man, for coming in.
You're welcome.
And thank you. Tulip, do you want to have a go? Seems you're going to be doing it all weekend.
No, you know what? I'll save it for the weekend for my dinner party, if that's all right.
Wow. Thank you very much, Bristolian Hairy Man. Thank you, Tulip, for booking today's guest. What a week of guests it's been.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1.